the way to print is not a secret. I mean, I'm not the first one to print animals. I'm not the first one to print humans. I rather see this as a genre, or as a that dates back to cave paintings. I mean, you have like hand prints in Lascaux, wherever. It's kind of the most normal thing that you can think of if you smear your hand with paint. You just do it like that. What I did, or what I developed with Tommy, was more like to get to a precision where you can actually see every hair in the print. So the trick there is that you just have to apply a very thin layer of fat onto the animal, and then lift the animal onto a plastic sheet. And okay, so I start from the beginning. What I do when I printed the polar bear is I had the polar bear, and then beside it I had like a flat space with a very thin layer of lanolin on it. Lanolin is wool fat, it's natural sheep fat that comes from production of wool, and which is also used in cosmetics. So that's cosmetic quality of fat. And that was like on a super thin layer, so we lifted the bear, put it into this fat, and so there's a thin layer of fat on the hair, and beside it we had a transparent plastic film, and we took the bear, put it on the plastic film, and took him off again and put him aside. So what's left on the plastic film is basically trace of fat of the hair, because it's very thin, it doesn't squeeze, it doesn't move, it's just like a stencil. It's pretty close actually to what detectives do when they take their fingerprints. It's kind of a bit of fat and so the fat traces on this plastic film, I was just powdering it with a pigment, like a metallic pigment that would stick on the fat. It's like what you do on Christmas if you take glue and glitter and you put it on it. So what I have is a print of the animal on a transparent plastic film. And this plastic film I can transfer to a lithographic metallic printing plate. Like, you just put it. It's more like in photography you would call it a contact copy.
It's a contact copy.
Yeah, it's not a direct print. The thing
is,
I love your fantasy, but sorry.